I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, from the first verse up to verse 14, from the NRSV translation. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly I say to you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. Let's receive, inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So ang preacher, hindi akong preacher today, ang preacher natin today, ay parang pumipeg siya na, you know, very kuya, evangelical kuya. Diba? Very, ano, Sunday school. Kuya, teach us about Jesus. Tell us a parable, kuya. So, ang preacher natin today, ano ba siya? Ang dami mo masyadong trabaho, ang dami mo masyadong ginagawa sa buhay. Oo, multitasking. Oo. Nagpapaitan ka kanina. Anong isang linggo pa pala yun? Ah, okay. So, yan. So, yun ang preacher natin today, si JT. You know? Kuya June Torres.
Okay. Dapat kasama sa introduction yung ano, introvert, tapos ayaw ng ano, may stage fright, ganyan. Alam mo, wala talagang naniniwala, promise. Okay, sige. So anyway, let's start off with a little context kung ano yung nangyayari with the gospel for today. So the setting was, yung reading natin, was just towards the end of the Last Supper. Jesus already told the disciples na, yun, matitigil nga daw siya, mawawala na siya. So that, and also that he will be betrayed by one of them. So syempre si Judas, umis ka po na nung time na yun kasi pinuntahan niya na yung mga barkada niya na magpapaaresto si kay Jesus. Tapos nasabi na rin niya kay Peter na, Peter, you will deny me 3 times before the rooster crows. Ayan. So syempre, if you were one of those disciples, most likely aligaga ka during that time kasi sinabi nung master mo, nung sinusunod nyo, na paalis na siya. Anong gagawin mo? So if I were them and I was imagining this scenario, they were probably in disbelief, tapos shock and fear knowing all that was about to happen based doon sa sinabi ni Jesus sa kanila. The thing about this is, despite his own upcoming death, si Jesus still did his best to comfort and prepare them for what was about to happen. I was thinking if I were in the same situation na matetegi na ako very, very soon, will I still be able to do the same thing that Jesus did, which was to still try to comfort and take care of the disciples and the followers that he will be leaving behind. It also shows this very human side kasi ni Jesus. Parang magulang lang or you're a leader of a group. If mawawala ka na, kunwari, aalis ka na dun sa kumpanya or mag-aaral na sa malayo mga anak mo, the very human side of Jesus was shown kasi yung care din na gusto niyang ibigay sa kanila to prepare them, even though he's already gone, andun pa rin siya. Iniisip ko nga kung ako yun, kaya ko bang gawin yung ginawa ni Jesus? Kasi sabi ko nga, kung ako yun, malamang gusto ko pagsilbihan ako ng mga pamilya ko, mga magulang ko, lahat ng gusto ko ibibigay nila sa akin. Diba? Kasi paalis na ako eh, so my turn naman. Iniisip ko ganun. But Jesus did the complete opposite. He revealed his human side by really preparing the disciples pagkaalis niya na. So yun yung context, yun yung background ng story. Yan. So, aside from this strong message of comfort from someone who is facing his own death, the reading for today is also a show of Jesus's very human side nga. His fear of how his disciples would get by after he is gone. As such, the reading for today sets the example of how we are expected to act as followers of Jesus. Bakit? So, in today's reading, Thomas asked Jesus for the way to God's kingdom where he is about to go. And Jesus answered by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." For us Christians, those who believe in the divinity and humanity of Jesus Christ, Jesus is the ultimate example of how to live our lives. He is the number one authority throughout the entire Bible of what it is to live a God-centered life. For Christians, specifically for Christians, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Hebrew Scriptures as revealed in the Gospels of the New Testament. He showed how God is through his own actions, his own sacrifices, and his own brand of unconditional love. The Gospels are full of testimonies of what he has done and taught while on earth. Man, dami namang story naman talaga doon sa mga parables and teachings sa four Gospels. I think, though, many Christians today still fail to realize that among the books in the modern Bible, the Gospels hold more authority over the rest of the books. The individual books in the Bible does not hold the same importance. So kung meron pang nakikinig nito at inisip na ang Bible ay inupuan ng iilang tao at sinulat ng mabilisan over a period of, say, a year or so. So, hindi po ganun. So it took so many authors and it took centuries for the Bible to be written, to be compiled, to how it is right now. So, obviously, there are some parts of the Bible that are more important than the rest. In today's reading, Jesus also answered Philip when he asked him to show God to them. So, sabi ni Jesus, "Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe of the works themselves." Jesus is saying that if they were paying close attention to him, yung mga disciples and followers, they have already seen God in the flesh. More importantly, they have seen God in action. So hindi naman ay, puro pangaral lang si Jesus. Hindi naman siya naupo lang dyan tapos araw-araw, kwento-kwentuhan lang. Hindi naman ganun yung ginawa niya. Hindi siya puro dasal lang din. I mean, of course, he prayed, but not all the time. Hindi rin siya puro pasarap lang sa buhay. Kumilos siya. Kumilos si Jesus, gumalaw siya para hilumin ang isang mundo na puno ng sakit at paghihirap. In fact, naghirap siya ng malalang malala bilang isang tao. He dwelt among us and experienced life as a human being with all the good and also all of the bad. Pinakita niya kung paano talaga maging tao, kung paano maging isang tagasunod niya. Again, this is mainly in the four Gospels. Kasi nandun na yung account ng buhay talaga ni Jesus. The example that Jesus gave us was not to be always right sa ating belief at mga pinaniniwalaan and force our own brands of Christianity sa ibang tao. In fact, Jesus was not a Christian. He was a Jew. So it's safe to say he practiced the Jewish traditions or at least yung iba dun sa mga Jewish traditions na meron nung panahon niya. The rest of the traditions and teachings that mainline Christians have right now were developed so much later after Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension. So my question is, why do we bother focusing on who got it right? Okay, who got it right in being a Christian? Or better yet, who got it right in being a good human being? Sino yung tama? Sino yung tamang Kristiyano? Sino yung tama yung itinuturo sa mga followers nila? Sino yung tamang simbahan? Dito lang. And then, so that's actually one of the things that we don't do. We don't proclaim that, yes, that Open Table MCC is the only way, the truth, and the life. So walang ganun. Wala pong ganun dito. God can be found here in Open Table MCC, but could definitely be found in some other places. Pwedeng hindi rin simbahan. So, just take note of that. Ano na yung next? So, I also ask two more questions. Una, are Jesus's actions in the gospel not good enough to emulate? So, una yun. Di ba enough yun para itry natin gayahin at yun yung gamitin nating basis kung paano tayo mabubuhay sa pang-araw-araw? So, that's question number one. Question number two, ganun ba kadali yung mga examples na pinakita ni Jesus sa gospel para kailanganin pa natin magdagdag ng mga napakadaming komplikasyon at saka mga additional nating interpretation on how it is to actually be a real Christian. So, yun. So that's a question that I will throw to you guys and I'll leave it up to you. Kasi sabi nga niya, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Bakit nag-i-insist kasi tayo na magdagdag ng mga outdated and discriminatory teachings na malayo o hayagang taliwas naman sa examples na pinakita at nasusulat sa Gospels? Kasi ako nahihirapan ako. sa totoo lang, mahirap pong gayahin yung lahat ng mga examples sa Gospel for me. I don't know about you, so I'll leave that question up to you. Kung kayo ba ay nadadalian or hindi. Kasi a perfect example that came into mind. Alam naman to ng marami sa inyo. Recently, I forgave someone who I was not talking to for about 8 months. To the point na umalis pa nga ako ng bahay. Diba? So, I recently forgave, this is my dad, so I recently forgave him after not talking to him for, 8 months nga. Pag nakita to ng nanay at tatay ko pa. Mamaya may call na naman ako. And this person is already very, very close to my heart. My father ko yun. That's my dad. Some of you know the story. Ito nga na importanteng tao na sa akin at mahal ko naman, inabot pa ng ilang buwan bago ako makaipon ng parang enough na kababaang loob at lakas ng loob para patawarin at kausapin. Paano pa kaya yung pagpatawad ng isang tao na hindi mo naman kapamilya, hindi naman close sa'yo, na binubwisit ang buhay mo? Lababo. Yun lang po ang problema namin, lababo. To the point na may nagsabi sa aking friend, ano ba naman yung pinagawa nyo? Papagawa na lang kita ng lababo para matapos yung pag-aaway nyo. Anyway, di ba sabi ni Jesus dito sa scenario na to, love your enemies or love those people who've hurt you. Forgive them. Forgive, sabi pa nga, di ba, forgive 77 times. Si Jesus may sabi niyan, no? Nasa Gospels yan. Ang tanong ko, madali bang magpatawad ng mga tao nakapanakit sa atin? I leave that to you. But again, my point is, that's just one of the teachings sa Gospels that's already hard to follow. Diba? So in my humble opinion, following Jesus' actions and teachings are enough to be a Christian. Sa akin lamang po yun. So in the Bible reading today, we are reminded that we are also capable of greater works than what Jesus has demonstrated. Not because we are strong on our own, but because the Holy Spirit is within us. Sabi nga ni Jesus dun sa reading today, very well, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. Ang banal na Espiritu ay nasa sayo, nasa taong katabi mo ngayon, nasa lahat ng mga taong tumanggap kay Jesus, or maski sa mga taong hindi naman Christians, even people na iba ang relihiyon, or probably people na hindi naniniwala sa Diyos, kasi minsan mas namumuhay pa sila at naglilingkod parang yung example na ginagawa ni Jesus. Diba? Lalala ko nga, di ba dami nagki-claim na Christian, pero minsan kung ano yung actions at saka yung asal nila sa ibang mga tao, isang malaking question mark talaga kung Christian ba or hindi. Not to judge them, but you would think, di ba? Is this really the examples that were provided in the Gospels that were already there? The Holy Spirit is equally and sometimes more with people na hindi nag-a-identify as Christians than with those who claim to be Christians actually. And I don't think we were meant to exhibit yung mga grand miracles na pinakita ni Jesus. Like yung instantaneous healing, yung multiplication ng bread and fish, yung mga pag-turn ng water into wine, or even raising people from the dead. And again, in my humble opinion, I think our own miracles are the ones that take supernatural love to do, because that's who God is. And that's who Jesus is. That's what He's shown. Several questions are, what about forgiving someone who has badly hurt you and praying for blessings para sa kanila? What about speaking out whenever you see blatant injustice and bullshit happening to people in communities you move around in? Lala ko tuloy nung nag-ano si Jesus dun sa temple ng ano, naliktad niya yung mga nagtitinda doon. What about advocating for the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed? Ayan nga, si Maria Clara at Ibarra talaga. Inaano, binibinge-watch ko ngayon. Labor Day recently. Labor Day, May 1. Bilang isang negosyante, bakit hindi mo bigyan ng makataong pasahod at benepisyo ang mga taong nagtatrabaho para umusad ang negosyo mo? What about telling your LGBT kid or family member that you love and accept them for who they are and that they have nothing to be ashamed about? Hindi naman ibig sabihin na hindi mo naintindihan at hindi ka part ng LGBT. Hindi mo na pwedeng sabihin na accepted at mahal mo yung mga LGBT people around you. Bilang isang pastor or church leader ng isang conservative church, what about telling that LGBT member na paulit-ulit at masugid na umaattend dyan sa church nyo na hindi sila kasalanan or hindi sila makasalanan? What about telling them that they're not an abomination or that they don't have to force themselves to be a particular type of person? Or sabihin na natin they have to force themselves to be straight para lang matawag na isang Kristiyano. I mean, hindi naman yan dichotomy, hindi naman yan pagka hindi ka straight, hindi ka pwedeng Christian. Sige, wag na tayong lumayo. Dito na lang sa munting tahanan natin, dito sa Open Table MCC. Anong mga klaseng miracles of unconditional love ang pwede mong gawin para sa taong nasa tabi mo? Paano natin yan pwedeng gawin para sa mga taong nandito sa kwartong to, sa mga nanonood sa atin sa live stream, sa iba pang rainbow people na kailangan ng tulong at suporta natin? Kasi most of us here, we already have a support system. We have a spiritual community. Remember that many LGBT people, many rainbow people are still imprisoned in communities, whether it be their school, their workplace, their family, even their own churches. They're imprisoned kasi they are not accepted for who they are. They are asked to change who they are para lang mag-fit in dun sa standards ng ibang tao. What if we just try to embrace those people who are different from us instead of judging them using standards na, grabe naman, sobrang unfair naman, saka sobrang outdated na, ilang centuries na. There's still a lot of, unfortunately, churches who are still practicing beliefs that have already been disproven already. I'll also remind people this, Jesus loved the Gentiles. We are all Gentiles in the standards of Jesus' time. Kasi we are not Jews. Right? Why don't we simply follow Jesus' way and truth as shown in the Gospels so we may gain our lives? What if instead of being the judge of who is a Christian or who is not, we try more to embrace and love people even when we don't fully understand them or when they are very, very different from us? In ending, I leave with this quote from Marcus Borg in his book, The Heart of Christianity. He said, "You can believe all the right things and still be in bondage. You can believe all the right things and still be miserable. You can believe all the right things and still be relatively unchanged. Believing a set of claims to be true has very little transforming power." Again, this is by Marcus Borg. Let me just add, I don't think we need to focus on who got it right. We just need to follow Jesus' example as seen in His ways, His truths, and His life. Thank you.